And Saturday, NFL action. It gets started at 4:30 p.m. on the NFL Network. The Colts and the Ravens face off. Colts lost at home to Denver 25-13 about 10 days ago in a Thursday night game. Ravens beat the winless Browns 27-10 last Sunday. Baltimore now 8-6, just outside of the top eight in the AFC. Looks like they need to win out, but they also need the Bills or the Titans to lose.
Yeah, the Ravens will be favored to win out. They play the Colts at home this week and then the Bengals at home in Week 17. Now, the Bills have to play the Pats and Dolphins on the road. Not likely that Buffalo's going to win out, so I think if Baltimore does win out, they'll get in the playoffs. The Colts, it's just a lost season. I mean, Andrew Luck never took a snap in 2017. The Colts struggled all year. They've lost five straight, and they're just hoping that Andrew Luck can come back healthy for next year.
Jacoby Brissett, he doesn't have bad numbers, but he's not Andrew Luck. Frank Gore, he's their number one running back. He's 34 years old. It's going to be interesting to see if the Colts draft a running back or make a trade, but there are a lot of good young ones out there. Saquon Barkley of Penn State, Bryce Love of Stanford, even Josh Adams of Notre Dame. There are a lot of good choices in young running backs, but the Colts are going to need someone at running back that could come in and contribute immediately. So, again, it's going to be interesting to see if they draft, trade, or do both. The Ravens quarterback, Joe Flacco, he's thrown 12 or more interceptions each of the last five seasons. He really hasn't looked like a marquee quarterback since they won the Super Bowl back in 2012.
That's right, and I think a lot of that has to do with the lack of production from the run game. It's been a big problem. And let's not forget that Hall of Fame wide receiver Steve Smith retired, Anquan Boldin retired, so two key guys that he counted on in crunch time. The Colts have 11 losses, but they've been competitive in basically all but four of those.
Say what you want to about this Indianapolis squad, but these players, they haven't quit on Chuck Pagano. They're just outmatched each week. Andrew Luck's been out all year. They've suffered other injuries. Their only wins were over the Browns, the Niners, and Houston, and that was after Deshaun Watson got injured.
Right, and they haven't quit, and I've noticed that, and all handicappers that pay attention to these games see that, because you don't want to have a team that's laying down. For instance, I mentioned the Bengals earlier. They're on the Bills' schedule, or on one of these teams' schedule. The Bengals, they look like they've checked out, so it's good that the Colts players are out there competing. These two teams, they haven't played each other since 2014. The Colts do have a big edge in the series. They've won 9 of the last 11 meetings. They've actually covered the Vegas total 9 of the last 10 meetings. But you do have to point out that either Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning, those guys were under center in all those games.